We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A lot of parents weighing in, saying the transition from one child to two, pretty easy. I mean,
yeah.
In terms of parenting, like nothing
That's what
is,
I said too.
Nothing is easy, but
it's easier.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not so bad. It's Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy, and I bring this up because there's some talks that maybe it's time to try for number two. We've got our amazing, adorable, incredible little son, Mason. He's just a little bit over one, and maybe it's time. But
it's time.
As I do with most things in life, and I apparently have always been this way. My mom has said, even as a young child, I would wait a lot and observe before I jumped into something because I like to be comfortable and I like to know what I'm getting into. And obviously, that's not how it always works in life. Sometimes you just got to jump and figure it out.
Don't be soft, Corey.
But if you can get more information, if you can get more advice going into something, it can make it a little bit easier to process and to digest. So that is kind of where we're at. And I'm curious to hear from parents this morning, the transition from one kid to two. And I'm seeing some trends based on some of the things that are coming through on the text line, coming through on the comments on Facebook. I think pretty much everyone appears to agree at this point that
yes.
That nothing compares to the transition from zero to one.
Okay. Like I said.
And okay. Makes sense. I mean, as a parent going into it, as a non-parent going into becoming a parent, yeah, it's something, it's nearly impossible to wrap your head around.
So you have a little more perspective.
Yeah.
A little more of what's to come.
Right. This is from Rosalind saying, nothing compares to the transition from zero to one. I was very overwhelmed as the first time mom. I had my daughter this past January with my son about to turn 12. She's the dreamiest little baby, and my confidence the second time around makes me wish I didn't wait as long.
This is an interesting perspective.
Because the other trend that I'm seeing quite a bit of.
From Kimberly? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, well, that's another one. We'll get to that in a second. Hang on. One of the other trends I picked up on is that people seem to think that it's easier if they're relatively close in age.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that makes sense, though, because it's managing similar people.
Right.
Like, if you're a manager of a store and you're managing a 14-year-old and then a 47-year-old, it's going to be a little trickier.
Yeah.
Rules aren't going to be the same.
Right.
Think of yourself as a manager of your household.
Yeah, I guess.
Store.
I guess, but I don't know. Wouldn't it also potentially be easier if your other kid's a little older because they would be more able to help as opposed to
they're not helping.
If you have like
a
teenager, they're not going to help with the baby? Absolutely.
That's not their job.
Yeah, but it's family. It's the family. It's a potential.
If I'm a teenager and my parents popped out a baby.
Yeah.
Sure, I would love that baby, but I'm not skipping my dances and my social life to go hang out with the baby while they're doing whatever.
That's not your. I think you're misinterpreting what I'm saying. That's not what I'm getting at exactly. Just as opposed to two younger children that completely rely on you, you have an older child who's a little more independent and could potentially help out from time to time as well.
No, because I feel as if when there's so much of an age gap, they are less likely to be friends and burdens to each other.
Wow, are you speaking from experience?
No, my brother and I don't have that big of an age gap.
But you see him as a burden.
He's 3 years younger than me.
You see him as a burden?
No, I don't see him as a burden. He's a great guy. Great kid. Good heart, good family, obviously, because okay. I'm in it. But Kimberly says, honestly, the transition from one kid to two was easy peasy lemon squeezy. You have a routine down and you're good. But if you're going from two to three.
Yeah, no.
That's absolutely a disaster.
No. I have the no.
So you won't go for three?
No. No part of me wants three. I do not want to be outnumbered. None of that seems like a good time. Plus, we're a little older in our age, too, so I don't know if it's in the cards to do that. Unless, of course...
I know, you like are super old.
We end up with twins. I don't even want to put that on the universe. This text coming through again. Jump in, 585-222-9800. Doesn't run in our family. We're probably fine. Going from child one to two was crazy, but I also had an 8-year gap in between, so it was a lot for my older daughter. I have an 8-year-old and now a 3-month-old, and he is still very jealous, but she also is very good with the little sister, seeing that the bond between them is definitely amazing. And that I definitely get. Having that kind of sibling bond, right? That's something that my wife, she's very, very close with her siblings and wants that for our son. So, okay.
Yeah, so that's a huge thing. Like, maybe you don't really understand because, I mean, you do have a sister, but growing up, you led pretty different lives, right? I mean,
yeah,
she's older than you.
And there's a 7-year age gap, so sure. Pretty so, significant.
I mean, your not your sister, your wife is super close in age with her brother. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bigger age gap with her youngest sister, my best friend. But nevertheless, still tight as a sweater.
Oh, yeah?
Tight as a sweater. Tight as a knit wool sweater.
Wow, that's interesting.
And the family aspect in your wife's side of the family is so big and so important. I don't know. You would be doing her a disservice if you were like, no, I don't feel like doing that.
I never said no. I'm just exploring the option. I just want to know more. Is that so bad to know? Want to know more? Irene, by the way, says I had two kids less than a year apart. It was hard at first, but I did get easier once my oldest was able to feed herself, and I developed a routine that I would work for. Would work for all of us. When it came to naps and feeding times, now that they are teens, it is way easier. Okay. This is honestly making me feel better. Thank you to everyone.
It's going
to
be so easy, Corey. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay. All right. My level of feeling better about this has slightly decreased because Breezy dropped the "it's going to be fine." Everyone knows whenever Breezy says, "it's going to be fine," it's going to be a damn disaster.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.